外昆塔之音，服务源于聆听。各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早上好。今天是2020年8月1号，星期六。我们非常荣幸的邀请到敬爱的萨迦德瓦帕布为我们讲述今天的圣典博加瓦坛的早课。感谢大家的聆听 ，Hare Krishna。
Hare Krishna. Good morning to all the devotees in China. Happy Saturday to you.
Hare Krishna. 中国的奉献者们，大家早上好啊！祝大家星期六快乐。
Today is the disappearance day of Rupa Goswami and Goridas Pandit.
今天是Rupa Goswami 和 Goridas Pandit 他们二位的隐迹日。
So, I would like to take this opportunity to today talk about Rupa Goswami and possibly Goridas Pandit.
所以我想趁这个机会，今天和大家一起谈一谈 Rupa Goswami， 然后如果机会允许的话呢，然后再聊一聊 Goridas Pandit。
Hearing about the life of the great acharyas is so powerful for nourishing our own path in bhakti.
去聆听到伟大的 acharya 们，伟大的先辈灵性导师的生平，可以说是有极大的力量，能够推动着我们在能够滋养着我们在 bhakti 的道路上的前进。
Yeah, so it's very important for us to know about our family history and our great relatives.
所以说因此去了解到我们的家人家庭成员的历史，了解到家族历史，然后了解到家人的这些信息的话呢，对我们来说是非常重要的。
Yeah, just from a regular point of view, to hear about how powerful and great our teachers, you know, were in their life and their teaching and how it relates to us now, strengthens our faith in this path.
就是一个从一个很普通的一个角度，很平常的一个角度来看，那么当我们去聆听到伟大的灵性导师他们在当时是多么的了不起，以及他们的教导是怎样和我们的人生可以联系在一起的，那么这可以极大的增强我们对这条道路的信心。
So unless we do our own research, we may not know very much about great teachers like Rupa Goswami or other great teachers in our line.
所以除非我们自己去做一些这些方面的研究，否则的话可能我们都不太可能会了解到，比如说像 Rupa Goswami 和其他使徒和这条使徒传系当中的其他的老师的相关的这些信息和相关的信息。
Yeah, so their appearance day and disappearance day is a great opportunity for us to get to know them more.
因此他们的这个显现日和隐迹日对于我们来说就是很棒的机会，能够让我们更进一步的去了解他们。
So today's class will be about Rupa Goswami's life, just a little bit, because there's so much to say.
所以今天的课程的课堂就谈一谈 Rupa Goswami 他的生平的一丁点的事迹，但是只能谈到一丁点，因为他的生平可以说有很多是值得谈的了。
So his life is an ocean of nectar, and we'll just try and sip a few drops.
他的人生就像是这个甘露的海洋，而我们可能就只能尝试着从中品尝这么几滴甘露。
So next week we'll begin our study of Bhagavad Gita.
然后下周我们再开始博迦梵歌的学习。
And at the end of today's class, I'll answer some questions left from last week as well.
然后在今天讲课结束快要结束的时候，我们再来回答上个星期剩下的问题。
Okay, so I'll begin the class by reciting Rupa Goswami's Pranam Mantra that was written by Narottam Das Thakur.
Pranam Mantra that is written by Narottam Das Thakur.
I'm going to read Rupa Goswami's Pranam Mantra.
嗯 ，Pranam Mantra。嗯，就我现在要跟大家朗诵一下 Rupa Goswami 的 Pranam Mantra， 然后这首 Mantra 是由 Naradas Thakur 所写的。
See, all of our gurus have pranam mantras, or the mantra we use to offer our pranams or obeisances.
我们的所有的灵性导师都用 pranam mantra. Pranam 的意思就是指我们献上顶拜。
Right, the pranam mantra for Srila Prabhupada is Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namane.
就刚才故事所练到的那个 mantra 就是献给帕帕的顶拜的 mantra 曼陀罗。
So here is the pranam mantra for Rupa Goswami.
我们就一起来听一听 Rupa Goswami 的 pranam mantra.
Sri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadate Swa Padantikam. So now I will explain the meaning.
现在跟大家解释一下这个含义。
So now Chandas Thakur, he's praying, he says, when will Rupa Goswami Prabhupada give me shelter under his lotus feet?
所以 Narottamdas Thakur 在这里就祈祷到，什么时候 Rupa Goswami Prabhupada 才能够给予我他莲花足下的庇护呢？
He was empowered by Lord Chaitanya to establish Lord Chaitanya's teachings in the material world.
他被主 Chaitanya 赋予了力量来在这个物质世界建立主 Chaitanya 的教导。
Yeah, so of all of Lord Chaitanya's disciples, Rupa Goswami is considered the most senior.
在主 Chaitanya 所有的门徒之中 Rupa Goswami 被认作是最为资深的最为对应该可能叫资深的吧、
So in fact, we are not considered followers of Lord Chaitanya. We are considered followers of Rupa Goswami.
就实际上我们并不是被认为是主 Chaitanya 的追随者，而是被认为是 Rupa Goswami 的追随者。
So we're called Rupanugas.
因此我们被称为 Rupanugas.
So I would like to sing the prayers to the six Goswamis that was written by Narottamdas Thakur's godbrother Srinivasacharya.
所以我现在想跟大家唱一下献给六位 Goswami 的祷文。这个祷文是 Narottamdas Thakur 的神兄弟 Srinivas Acharya 所写。
So Narottamdas Thakur, Srinivas Acharya, and Shyamananda Pandit were Shiksha disciples of Jiva Goswami.
Shiksha. Shyamananda Pandit, right?
Mm-hmm.
所以说 Narottamdas Thakur, Srinivasacharya, 以及 Shyamananda Prabhu, 他们三位的话都是 Rupa Goswami 的 Shiksha 门徒。
So they were the next generation after the six Goswamis. They carried on the teachings of the six Goswamis, and they spread the teachings of the six Goswamis all over India.
所以说他们三位的话是六位 Goswami 的后一代了，后一辈人了。然后他们就把六位 Goswami 的这个教导传承了下来，然后并且在整个全印度都散播了开来。
So, do you have a copy of the song?Sad Sad, Shri Shri Sad Goswami Ashtaka?
No, but maybe I can search now. Shri Shri Sad, Sad
like in six, S-A-D. Goswami Ashtaka.
Oh, Goswami Ashtaka. Okay, let me check now. 我现在来找一找，就是有一个 这个祷文。She said, "Swami Ashtakam." Okay. Monday Rupa Sanatana.
Right. So I'll sing it, but after each, there's eight prayers, right? So after each one, we'll read the English and the Japanese translation. I mean the Chinese translation.
Okay.
I just made a big offense, sorry.
对，这个是 Smoky Balaji， 就麻烦你把中文的那个译文，就是这八个诗节的中文的译文发上来给我就行了。Okay, good morning, you can begin.
Okay. Krishna Kirtana Dana Natana Paro Primamitam Bonihi.Dira Dira Jana Priya Priya Paro Nirmatsaro Pujito Sri Chaitanya Kripa Baro Bhuvi Bhuvo Bararva Antarako Vande Rupa Sanatana Raghuyago Shri Jiva Gopalago. Oh, is she projecting it there?
Yes.
For everyone to read? So then you can just read the translation and I'll read silently in English.
Okay. 我们就来听一下这首祷文的第一段诗节的译文。我向六位 Goswami 致以我前进的顶拜，他们是圣 Rupa Goswami、圣 Sanatana Goswami、圣 Radha 圣 Raghunath Bhatta Goswami、圣 Raghunath Dasa Goswami、圣 Jiva Goswami 和圣 Gopala Bhatta Goswami。他们永远唱诵着 Krishna 的圣名，翩翩起舞。他们就像神爱之羊，他们对温柔和恶棍同样仁慈。因为他们从不嫉妒任何人，无论他们做什么都取悦着每一个人，他们都得到了主查泰尼亚满满的祝福，所以他们的使命就是要将这个物质宇宙中所有受物质条件限制的灵魂解脱。
Nana Shastra VikaranaikaniPanoSadharma samstapano Lokanamita karino tribhuvane Manya saranya karo Radha Krishna tarara vrinda bhajana Nandena matamiko Vande Rupa Sanatana Raghuyago Shri Jiva Gopalako
译文，我向六位 Goswami 致以我前进的顶拜，他们是圣 Rupa Goswami， 圣 Sanatana Goswami， 圣 Raghunath Bhatta Daswami， 圣 Raghunath Dasa Goswami， 圣 Jiva Goswami 和圣 Gopala Bhatta Goswami， 为了全人类的福利，他们一心建立永恒的宗教原则，因此他们精通所有经典，他们始终沉浸在牧牛姑娘的心态中，为 Radha 和 Krishna 做着超然的爱心服务，因此他们被三个世界所尊崇，是所有人的庇护所。
Shri Gauranga Gunanavana Navido Shraddha Shinandikino Papa Tapa Nitintano Tunabhutam Govinda Ganamitai
Ananda Buddhiva Dendaikanitano Sayaya Nishkarato Vande Rupa Sanatana Raghuyago Sri Jiva Gopalako
译文：我向六位 Goswami 致以我前进的顶拜，他们是圣 Rupa Goswami、圣 Sanatana Goswami、圣 Raghunath Bhatta Goswami、圣 Raghunath Das Goswami、圣 Jiva Goswami 和圣 Gopala Bhatta Goswami， 他们对主 Chaitanya 了如指掌，因此他们精于讲述他超然的品质，他们向受物质条件限制的灵魂唱诵关于 Govinda 的超然的歌曲，将他们从自己的罪恶活动的反应中解脱出来，就这样他们不断扩展着超然喜乐之阳，他们是所有生物体的拯救者，将他们救出生死苦海。
Four、
Chakvatorna Asesha Mandala Pati Srinam Saratu Chabat Budvadina Ganeshana Karunaya Kopina Kanta Shriko Gopi Bhava Vasanitam Budihari Kalola Magna Maho Vande Rupa Sanatana Raghu Yago Sri Jiva Gopalako
译文：我向六位 Goswami 致以我前进的顶拜，他们是圣 Rupa Goswami、圣 Sanata Goswami、圣 Raghunath Bhatta Goswami、圣 Raghunath Das Goswami、圣 Jiva Goswami 和圣 Gopala Bhatta Goswami， 他们将所有贵族的联谊视为无物，为了拯救那些可怜的受物质条件限制的灵魂，他们身着缠腰布，把自己当作乞丐，但他们总是沉浸在牧牛姑娘对 Krishna 的爱之中，永远在这喜乐之阳的波涛里再沉再浮。
Kujat kokila ham sara sara gana Kine maya kakune Nana ratna nibada mula vitapha Sri yukta vrindavane Radha krishna maha nisham prabhu jato Vande Rupa Sanatana Raghu Yago Sri Jiva Gopalako
译文：我向六位 Goswami 致以我前进的顶拜，他们是圣 Rupa Goswami、圣 Sanata Goswami、圣 Raghunath Bhatta Goswami、圣 Raghunath Das Goswami、圣 Jiva Goswami 和圣 Gopala Bhatta Goswami， 他们永远在 Vrindavan 这片超然的大地上崇拜 Radha Krishna， 那里美丽的树上结满果实和鲜花，树脚下满是珍贵的宝石，六位 Goswami 将最高尚的生命意义赐给所有生物体，他们足以胜任。
Verse 6 Sankhya Purvatana Madana Matidi Kalavasani Krito Nidrahara Vihara Kari Vijito Chatyanta Dino Chayo Radha Krishna Guna Smitir Madhurima Nandena Sammohito Vande Rupa Sanatana Raghu Yago Sri Jiva Gopalako
我向六位 Goswami 致以我前进的顶拜，他们是圣 Rupa Goswami、圣 Sanatana Goswami、圣 Ravana Bhatta Goswami、圣 Ravana Das Goswami、圣 Jiva Goswami 和圣 Gopala Bhatta Goswami。他们唱诵着主的圣名，向主跪拜，不达数量，不停歇。就这样，他们用他们宝贵的生命来执行这些奉爱服务。他们战胜了饥渴和睡眠，总是想着主的超然品质。永远柔顺又谦卑。
Radha Kunda Tite Kalinditanaya Tirecha Vamsi Vate Primo Madhava Shara Sesha Dasaya Rasto Pamato Sada Gayanto Chakada Hare Gunavaram Bhava Vibhakam Vande Rupasanatamo Ravyago Shri Jiva Gopalako。
译文：我向六位 Goswami 致以我前进的顶拜，他们圣圣 Rupa Goswami、圣 Sanatana Goswami、圣 Raghunath Bhatta Goswami、圣 Raghunath Dasa Goswami、圣 Jiva Goswami 和圣 Gopala Bhatta Goswami。他们有时出现在 Radha Kun 湖边，有时出现在 Yamuna 河边，有时又在 Vansivata 逗留。在这些地方，他们看起来就像疯子一般，心中满是对 Krishna 的喜乐之爱，身体上展示出不同的超然特征，他们沉醉在 Krishna 知觉的喜乐之中。
Verse 8 Hey Radhe Raja Devi Kecha Lalite Hey Nanda Sino KutaShri Govardhana Kalpa Padalatale Kalindi Vanye Kuta Goshanto Viti Sarvato Rajapure Keder Mahavadano Vande Rupa Sanatana Radhiyago Shri Jiva Gopalago Vande Rupa Sanatana Radhiyago Shri Jiva Gopalago
Shri Goswami Sriya。
译文：我向六位 Goswami 致以我前进的顶拜，他们是圣 Rupa Goswami、圣 Sanatana Goswami、圣 Raghunath Bhatta Goswami、圣 Raghunath Das Goswami、圣 Jiva Goswami 和圣 Gopala Bhatta Goswami。在 Vrindavan， 他们四处大声唱诵着 Vrindavan 的女王 Radharani、 哦 Lalita、 哦 Nanda Maharaj 的儿子，你们现在在哪里去了？你们是在 Govardhan 山上，还是在 Yamuna 河边的树下？你们在哪儿？这就是他们 Krishna 知觉的心境。
All glories to the six Goswamis.
所有的荣耀都归为六位 Goswami.
So, Rupa Goswami, he and Sanatan Goswami are brothers.
Rupa Goswami 和 Sanatan Goswami, 他们两位是兄弟。
And Rupa Goswami is the younger brother of Sanatan Goswami.
而 Rupa Goswami 是弟弟， Sanatana Goswami 是哥哥。
So why is he considered senior?
但是为什么他会被认为是跟资深的、最资深的奉献者、最资深的门徒呢？
Actually, he was first instructed by Lord Chaitanya.
这是因为他是最首先得到了主 Chaitanya 的训示的门徒。
So Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami, they're most dear to Lord Chaitanya.
所以 Rupa Goswami 和 Sanatana Goswami, 他们俩对主 Chaitanya 来说是最为亲爱、最为亲切的。
And they were both empowered from within the heart by Lord Chaitanya to understand Lord Chaitanya's teachings and write books about them.
而他们两位都是在他们的内心里受到了主裁判亚的赋予的力量，从而得以去理解主裁判亚的教导，并且去写下书籍来传播他的教导。
And as we understand by the description that we just sang, written by Srinivasacharya, all the six Goswamis were expert in the revealed scriptures and establishing Lord Chaitanya's teachings based on those scriptures.
所以说根据我们刚才所了解到的由这个导文由 Srinivasacharya 所写的这个导文当中的描述，我们就知道六位 Goswami 他们是被揭示了的经典的专家级别的人物，并且他们得以去基于经典来建立整个这一门教导。
So Lord Chaitanya is the king, and Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami are his top generals.
所以我们可以说主 Chaitanya 就像是国王一样，而 Rupa Goswami 和 Sanatana Goswami 就像是国王的将军一样。
So one of Lord Chaitanya's disciples wrote a famous book. It's called the Gunodesha Deepika.
Gunodesha Deepika. 主柴坦尼亚的一位门徒曾经写下过一本非常出名的书，书名叫做 Gunodesha Deepika.
And this book is written by Kavi Kanapur.
Kanapur. 这本书的作者名字叫做 Kavi Kanapur.
And in this book, he describes all of Lord Chaitanya's followers and who they are.Who their personalities are in Krishna Lila.
然后在这本书里，这位作者 Kavi Kanapur 就描述到了主 Chaitanya 的追随者，描述到他们是谁，描述到以及他们在in Krishna Lila, right, Gumaji?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
描述到他们在 Krishna 的逍遥时光中是哪一个人，就是他们的那个角色那个人格角色是谁。
Yeah, so Krishna appeared as Lord Chaitanya.
所以说 Krishna 是作为主 Chaitanya 显现在这个世界上的。
Yeah, so who is Lord Chaitanya in Krishna Lila?
那么who is Lord Chaitanya Krishna Lila? 那么在 Krishna 的逍遥时光中主 Chaitanya 是谁呢？
He's Krishna.
那就是 Krishna.
So, who is Rupa Goswami in Krishna Lila?
那么在 Krishna Lila, Krishna 的逍遥时光中 ,Rupa Goswami 又是谁呢？
He's Rupa Manjari.
他是 Rupa Manjari.
And who are the Manjaris?
那么 Manjari 是谁呢？
They are little girls who haven't reached sexual maturity yet.
Manjari 就是指那一群小姑娘，就是还没有到达这个没有到达青春期的一群很年幼的小姑娘。
And they assist Rana and Krishna in their pastimes in the forest.
然后这一群小姑娘，一群 Manjari， 然后就协助着 Radha 和 Krishna 在森林中进行着他们充满爱的逍遥时光。
And because the Manjaris haven't reached sexual maturity, they're very innocent, and therefore Rana and Krishna, they don't feel embarrassed in front of the Manjaris. They can do anything they want, and they feel free to be themselves in front of the Manjaris.
所以说由于 Manjari 是一群就是还没到青春期，没有到这个性成熟年龄的小姑娘们，因此他们是非常天真无邪的，所以说 Radha 和 Krishna 他们俩就是就不会觉得很害羞很尴尬，然后所以说在一群小姑娘面前他们就可以很自如的做自己。
So the Manjaris are the ultimate authority when it comes to Radha Krishna Lila.
因此的话呢这就是为什么 Manjaris 是当涉及到Radha Krishna 的 Lila Radha Krishna 的逍遥时光的时候，他们是最这个叫做最高的叫做对最高的权威。
Yeah, so they know aspects about Radha and Krishna Leela. They know the details, the intimate secrets that nobody else knows.
所以说 Manjari 就了解到就知道关于 Radha 和 Krishna 他们俩之间的这种爱的甜蜜的那些细节然后所以 Guru Manjari, what's the last sentence?
They know the most intimate details of the relationship between Radha and Krishna that nobody else knows.
是他们就知道 Radha 和 Krishna 他们俩关系当中最为亲密的那一部分而这是最机密的就除了他们之外其他谁都不知道。
Yes, so it's no accident that we're followers of Lord Chaitanya.
所以说我们会是主 Chaitanya 的追随者这并不是意外。
And it's no accident that we are followers of Rupa Goswami.
我们是 Rupa Goswami 的追随者这也并不意外。
Because we're chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra under the guidance, direction, and mood of Rupa Goswami.
Guidance, direction,
and
the mood of Rupa Goswami. 这是因为我们是在 Rupa Goswami 的指导下，在 Rupa Goswami 的方向下，以及在 Rupa Goswami 的心态和对心态之下来吟诵吟唱 Hare Krishna Maha Mantra 的。
Yeah, so our destination is Manjari Bhav.
What is above? Above means mood, right?
Yeah, or love.
Love
in the mood of the Manjaris.
所以说我们的目的地我们的终点那就是 Manjari 的 Bhav 这个 Bhav梵文词的意思就是指心情心态的意思就是他们的还有爱的意思就是到达 Manjari 的爱
Now I caution you now that you've heard the truth don't go out and pretend to be a Manjari
所以说现在我要警告大家了就现在你们已经听到了这个真相然后听到真相之后就不要到外面去假装成自己就是一位 Manjari
Yeah, this is where You're only allowed in this inner circle by the order of Rupa Manjari.
Sorry, Gumaji, I don't really understand that part.
You cannot be allowed into this group, this Manjari Bhava group, without the mercy of Rupa Manjari.
Oh, Rupa Manjari. Oh, 所以说如果没有 Rupa Manjari 的仁慈的话你是无法被允许进入allowed into the what? Only that part I missed.
The Manjari Bhava group.
Oh, 你就无法被允许进入 Manjari Bhava 这个团体对这个团体这个群体了。
Yeah, there are also cowherd boys that are part of this group too.
当然在这个团体之中的话也有牧牛童们。
Right, they also have some service.
牧牛童们也有一些服务。
And of course, all the flowers and the trees and everyone who happens to be there, they're also part of that group.
当然的话所有的鲜花呀树木啊以及在场的每一个人都是属于这个团体当中的一份子。
Yeah, so anyway, this is the inner truth about Rupa Goswami.
所以说我们刚才说到的就是关于 Rupa Goswami 的内在的真相。
Externally, he was born in a Brahmin family.
而从外在来看 ,Rupa Goswami 当时是出生在一个婆罗门的家庭。
And he was a great learned Brahmin.
他是一位非常伟大的有学识的婆罗门。
And he spoke many languages.
并且他能说很多种语言。
But there was the king of Bengal.
在当时的孟加拉地区是有国王的。
And the king of Bengal, his astrologer gave him some special advice.
在当时 Rupa Goswami 所在的那个年代当地的孟加拉地区的国王就从他的占星师那里得到了一些建议
At this time Bengal
was being occupied by a foreign power.
在那个年代，当时的孟加拉地区是由外国势力所占领的。
So the king of Bengal was a Muslim.
所以说，当时的孟加拉地区的国王是一位穆斯林。
And his astrologer advised him. He said, "If you want your kingdom to prosper, then you have to hire these two Brahmin boys."
哦，然后当时的话，他的占星师给予这个穆斯林国王的建议就是，如果您想要让您的王国得以繁荣昌盛的话，那么你就必须要雇佣这两个婆罗门家族的男孩。
And of course, so he hired Rupa Goswami and Sanatan, and he gave them Muslim names.
然后于是国王就听取了建议，然后就召集了，就这个叫做聘请了 Rupa 和 Sanatan， 然后并且给予了他们穆斯林的名字。
And then they were rejected by the Hindu Brahmin community because they were in contact with Muslims.
因此的话，他们俩就被印度教的这些社团、这些社区的人士都给拒绝了，因为他们就有了穆斯林的名字，就跟穆斯林有关联了。
So basically, they managed the government of the king, and the whole kingdom thrived under their management.
然后这个基本上的话呢，当时那个穆斯林国王的政府，然后他的整个这个王国都由于这两兄弟的管理之下，然后得以繁荣昌盛。
Of course, they didn't become Muslims. They were devotees of Krishna.
当然，他们并没有成为穆斯林，而他们是 Krishna 的奉献者。
And they spent most of their days not at work, but listening to Srimad Bhagavatam.With other devotees.
并且他们一天当中绝大多数的时间都并不是花在工作上，而是和其他的奉献者待在一起，聆听圣典博迦瓦坛。
So they heard about Lord Chaitanya.
于是他们俩就听到了关于主 Chaitanya 的一些信息。
And so they wrote Lord Chaitanya a letter asking.Lord Chaitanya say that we want to meet you. In fact, we would like to just come join you.
然后他们就听说了有主 Chaitanya 这个人，于是他们就写信给 Chaitanya， 我们想来见你，我们想参加到您的队伍当中。
And then Lord Chaitanya wrote to them and told them where they could come to meet him, but he said, "Don't leave your positions yet."
然后于是接着主柴塔利亚就给他们回信了，然后就告诉了他们可以在哪个地方和他们见面，然后但是他还专门提醒了他们，但是的话你们来见我不要离开你们的目前所处的位置，然后意思就是指他们的这个政府当中的工作。
And he said, "And you should be like a woman who is attached to another manthat makes a show of being devoted to her husband."
Make a show.
You know, like a woman, she has a lover, right? But she doesn't want her husband to find out, so she pretends to be very devoted to her husband.
Oh, okay. So
he said, "You should be like that with your job and towards the king. You should pretend to be very, you know, dedicated to your work. But all the time you're thinking of me and wanting to join me."
Oh, I see. 所以说，然后主柴塔尼亚就在信里面就对他们两兄弟就说到，你们应该就他说了一个比喻，就说就像一个女人，她已经结婚了，但是她的心里的话呢，却还想着她的情人。然后，但是为了不被她的丈夫发现，于是她就对她的丈夫更好，然后更忠心，然后更有爱。然后这样的方式的话呢，就可以掩饰她的对情人的这种爱。然后，所以主裁判呢就拿这个来做比方，然后就告诉这两兄弟，所以你们表面上还是要非常的去忠诚的服务那位国王，然后 非常的忠心，但是你们的心里的话呢，还是要想着我，就是只想着主差坦尼亚，然后要想着来见他。
嗯。So he said, if you're patient, you just have to wait for Krishna to bestow his mercy upon you. When the time is right, he'll let you know.
嗯，he will let you know means Krishna will let you know when to meet Lord Chaitanya.
Yeah, he will know when to leave the government service and when to come join me.
Oh, okay. 嗯，所以说他就，然后主差坦尼亚继续写道，说如果你们足够耐心等待的话，就等到 Krishna在恰当的时机向你们赐予他的仁慈，让你们知道什么时候是可以离开你们在政府当中的职务，然后来加入到我的加入到我的团体之中。
Yeah, so during that time, as they were waiting to meet Lord Chaitanya, they became more and more detached from their duties and spent more and more time hearing Srimad Bhagavatam.
嗯，然后就是就在那一段等待的时间，他们两兄弟等着去见主差坦尼亚的这段时间，就对于自己的工作职责变得越来越不值，变得越来越超然，然后反而用了更多的时间来聆听博迦瓦坛。
Yeah, so in this way, they were actually always absorbed in, especially hearing the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam.And meditating on Vrindavan.
然后以这样的方式，他们就变得越来越沉浸在聆听圣典博迦瓦坛的第十篇，然后并且去冥想 Krishna.
And also, they were always very eager to hear the news of what Lord Chaitanya was up to.
然后并且他们也非常热切的想要去聆听到关于主 Chaitanya 最近的一些消息。
Yeah. So they were able to meet with him very briefly at Ramakali.
Ramakali. 所以说他们两兄弟就在 Ramakali 那个地方很短暂的和主差坦尼亚见面了。
And then, later on, when the time was right, they left their service in the government and met Lord Chaitanya at Varanasi.
然后的话过了一段时间之后，当时机恰当的时候，他们就离开了政府当中的服务工作，然后在 Varanasi 那个地方再次的与主差坦尼亚相见。
But they met him at separate times. Rupa Goswami met Lord Chaitanya and was instructed by Lord Chaitanya for 10 days.
但是他们两兄弟是分别见到主差坦尼亚的，首先是 Rupa Goswami 在那里见到主差坦尼亚，然后有十天的时间从主差坦尼亚那里获得训示。
And he instructed Rupa Goswami to go to Vrindavan.
然后他就训示 Rupa Goswami 去到 Vrindavan.
And to discover all the places of Krishna's pastimes.
去发现所有Krishna 曾经进行过逍遥时光的地方，就在文达文那里去发现一些地方。
And he also instructed him to write books on the science of devotional service.
并且的话，他还训示 Rupa Goswami 去写作关于奉爱服务、关于 Bhakti 的这个科学的书籍。
Especially how to practice Bhakti.
特别是关于如何去修习 Bhakti 的这一方面。
Yeah, from the beginning stage of Shraddha to the final stage of Prema.
整个就涵盖了从最开始的 Shraddha 阶段以及到最后的 Prema 阶段。
So he wrote books specifically about how to perform sadhana bhakti or bhakti in practice.But also how to perform bhakti spontaneously.
然后因此 Rupa Goswami 就专门写作了书籍来描述如何进行 sadhana bhakti, 也就是休息阶段的 bhakti, 以及如何进行自发的 bhakti, 就是如何自发的这种做奉爱服务。
Sanatana Goswami, he was instructed on to write books about the beginning of devotional service and how one becomes established in faith.
而萨纳坦·戈斯瓦米从主柴坦尼亚那里受到的训示是去写作关于奉爱服务的初级阶段的部分，也就是一个人如何培养并且是建立他对 Bhakti 的信心。
Yeah, so that's called Sambandha Jnana or knowledge of the relationship.
而这就被称为 Sambandha Jnana。Sambandha Jnana 的意思就是指the knowledge of the relationships, 就是关于关系的知识。
Yeah, what is God and what am I?
那就是神是谁，而我又是谁。
Right, unless you have a clear understanding, how can you have a relationship?
就除非你对神是谁和我是谁有一个清晰的了解，否则这就不可能能够得以发展出爱，或者是有任何的关系存在。
But then you come to the next stage. Once you understand you have a relationship, then practically what do you do?
然后就到了下一个阶段了，就一旦当你知道这双方的关系是什么，双方是谁，那么而后你该具体的做些什么呢？
So that stage is the practical relationship is called Abhideya.
而这一个阶段，这种实际的讲究实际的阶段就被称为 Abhideya.
And Rupa Goswami is the guru for that stage.
而 Rupa Goswami 就是针对这一阶段，这个 Abhideya 阶段的专家。
So, especially Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami, and Raghunath Das, they're the gurus for the three stages of bhakti.
For the three stages, you mean the first three stages?
First stage, second stage, and third stage.
I see. 所以说具体来说 Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami 以及 Raghunath Das Goswami 他们三位的话专门是针对奉爱服务 Bhakti 的前三个阶段，就第一、第二、第三阶段的灵性导师。
So Krishna Prema is the final stage.
而 Krishna Prema 是最后的阶段。
That's called Prayojana, the perfection.
这被称为 Prayojana,也就是完美的意思。
So, these three Goswamis, Sanatana, Rupa, and Raghunath, they established three deities in Vrindavan that represent these three stages of bhakti.
所以说这三位 Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami 和 Raghunath Das Goswami, 他们就在 Vrindavan, 安放了三座神像，而这三座神像就代表了奉爱服务当中的头三个阶段。
So these are the most important deities in Vrindavan.
我说错了，不是头三个阶段，就是三个阶段的意思，没有这个前三个阶段的意思。说这三个阶段，这三位神像是Vrindavan当中最重要的神像。
Yeah, Radha Madan Mohan established by Sanatan.
Radha Madan Mohan.神像是由 Sanatana Goswami 所安放的。
Govinda, Radha Govinda established by Rupa Goswami.
Radha Govinda 神像是由 Rupa Goswami 所安放的。
And Radha Gopinath established by the disciple of Raghunath Das.
然后 Radha Gopinath 这座神像只是由Raghunath Das Goswami 的门徒所安放的。
So one day Rupa Goswami, he was sitting on the bank of the Jamuna and he was lamenting.
有一天 Rupa Goswami 就坐在亚穆纳河的岸边，然后他就在哀伤，在哀叹。
He said, I haven't been able to properly carry out Lord Chaitanya's instructions.
他就想到，他就说到，哎，我一直以来都没有真正的去得以去履行到主柴坦尼亚给予我的训示。
You have to imagine for a moment when Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami went to Vrindavan, it was just a little village there, and nobody knew where Krishna had performed his pastimes.
大家就得想象一下了，在当时 Rupa Goswami 和 Sanatana Goswami 他们俩。得到主柴坦尼亚的训示，去到文达文， 然后那个时候的文达文都只是一个小村落，然后没当地是没有任何人是知道Krishna 是在哪里去进行过曾经进行过他的逍遥时光的。
Yeah, so when he first got there, you know, Rupa Goswami, you know, he didn't know what to do or how to begin.
嗯，因此当 Rupa Goswami 刚刚到达Vrindavan 的时候，他根本不知道该做什么，该去哪儿。
He was ordered by Lord Chaitanya, you discover where Radha and Krishna are perform their pastimes, where Krishna performed all of his pastimes, and then you have to mark that spot and show everyone.
然后他当时就是得到了主柴塔尼亚的训示，是要去到本达文去找到拉达和 Krishna 曾经进行逍遥时光的地方，然后并且把那个地方做出一个标记，向所有人展示出那个逍遥时光的地点。
So here, Rupa Goswami is on the bank of the Yamuna, wondering what should I do.
于是的话呢 ，Rupa Goswami 他就很伤心，然后就坐在这个杨木纳河的边，然后就想着，就我该怎么办呢？我什么都不知道啊。
Now Rupa Goswami he knew some history about Vrindavan.
Rupa Goswami 他知晓一些关于文达文的历史。
There was, you know, according to history, Krishna's grandson, Brajamanabha, had installed a number of deities in Vrindavan.
Sorry, Guru Maharaj, what's his name? Brajanabha.
Brajanabha.
Oh, Brajanabha.所以说根据历史记载 Krishna 的孙子 Brajanabha 这是他的名字，然后他曾经就在 Vrindavan 安放过很多很多的神像。
But at that time nobody knew where they were, what, you know, they had all been lost.
You mean at the time of Rupa Goswami?
Yeah.
然后时间就是推进到了 Rupa Goswami 的这个时代了。在他那个时代的话，已经没有任何人知晓当初 Krishna 的孙子所安放的那些神像都跑哪儿去了，然后根本不知道就是有这些神像的存在什么的。
So actually, Krishna's grandson had erected four deities.
实际上Krishna 的孙子 Brajanabha是曾经安放过建立过四座神像。
Now, of course, all of these deities were later found by the Goswamis, but at that time, nobody knew where they were.
当然就是他当时安放的这些神像的话，在后来就是被 Goswami 们给找到了，但是在我们讲到的这个故事的那个时候的话呢，就是根本没有任何人知晓是在哪里的。
Now I'm sure all of you that have been to Vrindavan have seen these four deities.
我想大家要是曾经去过 Vrindavan 的话呢，肯定都曾拜见过这四座神像。
There's Haridev at the base of Govardhan Hill.
有 Haridev 这座神像是在 Govardhan 山的山脚下的一座神像。
And there's Radha Madan Mohan.
然后有 Radha Madha Mohan
and Radha Gopinath,
然后有 Radha Gopinath
and Radha Govinda,
然后就是 Radha Govinda 神像。
So Rupa knew that these deities were there somewhere, but he didn't know how to locate them.
而 Rupa Goswami 就知道这些神像的话呢，当时是位于 Vrindavan 的，但是具体地点他确实找不到。
So as he was sitting there on the bank of the Yamuna lamenting, a beautiful cowherd boy approached him.
然后当 Rupa Goswami 坐在亚木纳河边，然后很伤心的，就是自己都不知道该怎么办的时候，有一个长得很漂亮的牧牛童小男孩就出现在他面前。
And the little boy said to him, the little cowherd boy said, Swami, why do you look so sad?
然后小男孩就很好奇的就问Swami, 你为什么看起来这么伤心呢？
And so immediately Rupa Goswami, he came out of his depression and he smiled.
而 Rupa Goswami 立刻就展颜，就从他的这种低落的心态情绪走了出来，然后他就朝小男孩微笑了一下。
So then the cowherd boy told him, Swami, I want you to come with me.
然后小男孩就对 Swami 就对 Rupa Goswami 就说，就 Swami, 你跟着我来。
He says, I know what you're looking for, and I know where it is.
小男孩就说，我知道你在寻找什么，我知道他们在哪儿。
So then the cowherd boy brought him to a little hill called Gomatila.
Gomatila. 然后的话呢，这个小牧牛童就把 Rupa Goswami 领到了一个小山丘的地方，那个小山丘叫做 Gomatila.
So that just means the hill of the cow.
然后这个 Gomatila 的意思就是指奶牛的山丘的意思。
He says, every day a cow comes to the top of this hill and pours milk on the hill.
You mean that the little boy says that?
Yeah.
然后那个小牧牛童就对 Rupa Goswami 就说，每一天都会有一头奶牛走到这个山丘的顶端，然后在那个地方产奶。
So the cowherd boy said, I think what you're looking for is probably somewhere in this hill.
然后所以小男孩这次就说，就对 Rupa Goswami 说，我想你在寻找的东西就应该是在这个小山丘上的哪个地方，哪个位置了。
And then the cowherd boy disappeared.
然后这小男孩就消失了。
And then Rupa Goswami, he became very excited.
然后 Rupa Goswami 一下子就兴奋了起来。
Who's that cowherd boy?
那个小男孩是谁呀？
Where did he run off to? I didn't even see him leave.
他跑到哪儿去了？我都没有看到他，就不见了。
And then he began to gaze at the hill.
然后 Rupa Goswami 就开始盯着，开始凝视着整个这个山丘。
And then he went back to his kutir, the place where he was living. And in the morning, he went back to the hill.
然后 Rupa Goswami 他就回到了他的 kutir, 也就是他住的地方。在第二天一大早，他就再次的回到了那个山丘那儿。
And he waited at the hill, just watching.
然后他就等在那儿，然后就观察着山丘上发生的一切。
And then he saw this beautiful Sarabi cow climb the hill and then pour milk on the top of the hill.
然后他就看到一头很美丽的 Sarabi 奶牛，然后就爬上了那个小山丘那儿，然后就把他的奶就铲在了那个留在了那个山丘的最顶端。
And the milk immediately disappeared into the hill.
然后这牛奶立刻就消失在了这个山丘之中。
And then the cow left the hill and went into the woods.
然后奶牛就离开了，他自己就走路散步，走到了树丛之中。
So then Rupa Goswami, he knew Srila Govinda Dev must be buried under the earth here.
然后 Rupa Goswami 就知道了 Srila Govinda Dev 肯定就在这个山丘的泥土之中埋着。
So he gathered up a bunch of villagers with shovels and picks.
然后他就召集了一些村民，大家就拿着铲子啊，这个锹子啊，然后就准备去挖。
And after a short time they didn't have to remove much dirt. There they found the deity of Sri Govinda.
They just after a short time they found the deity.
Yeah.
Okay. 然后就在很短的时间之内，他们就立刻从土里挖出了 Srila Govinda Dev 的神像了。
And then Rupa Goswami fell at the lotus feet of the deity in great ecstasy.
然后当 Rupa Goswami 亲眼看到神像的时候，就立刻拜倒在神像的莲花足下，然后处在极大的狂喜之中。
And then many demigods began to appear.
然后接着很多的半身人就显现了。
And all the people could see the demigods appearing as well.
然后当地的人民都能够看到这个显现出来的半身人们。
Everyone is bowing down before the deity of Govinda.
每个人都在顶拜着Govinda 的神像。
So then Rupa Goswami, he sent a letter to Lord Chaitanya explaining to him that I discovered Sri Govinda established by Krishna's grandson.
然后 Rupa Goswami 他就写了封信给主 Chaitanya, 就解释到他当时就发现了由 Krishna 的孙子所建造的那一尊神像，就是 Srila Govinda Dev 的神像。
Yeah, so at this time, Lord Chaitanya was, you know, living in Jagannath Puri.
在主 Chaitanya 收到那封信的时候，在那个时期，他当时是住在 Jagannath Puri 的。
So he sent one of his great devotees, who was a very knowledgeable pundit in deity worship.
然后主 Chaitanya 就派出了他的门徒之一，是一位非常博学的 pundit, 这位学者，对于神像崇拜有着渊博的知识的一位门徒。
Yeah, his name was Kasiswar Pandit.
Kasiswara Pandit, right?
Yes.
他的名字就叫 Kasiswara Pandit。
So he assisted Rupa Goswami in establishing the worship of the Govinda deity.
然后他就协助了 Rupa Goswami 来建立了整个崇拜Govinda 神像的这个程序。
Of course, these deities were moved to Jayapur, when the Muslims attacked Vrindavan.
That place called Jayapur, right?
Yeah.
然后后来就是当穆斯林们入侵那个地区的时候，这些神像都被搬到了 Jayapur 那个地方。
Yeah. So these original deities discovered by the six Goswamis in Vrindavan are now they're all actually in Jayapur.
然后所以说这些由六位 Goswami最开始在文达文所发现的这些原初的神像们现在都还留在加亚普呢。
So, in the standard prayers that we sing to honor, you know, all our acharyas and the six Goswamis, these are called the Mangalacharana prayers.
Mangalacharya.Charinam, 这我们所吟唱的这个标准的祷文，来荣耀 Acharya 们，荣耀六位 Goswami 的这个祷文的话，被称为 Mangala Acharya。
So there are three prayers to each of these three deities that are taken from the Chaitanya Charitamrita written by Krishnadas Kaviraj.
Kaviraj, 所以说。针对这三座神像的话呢，分别就有三个祷文来献给他们，而这三个祷文都是由这些祷文的话呢，都是由Krishna Das Kaviraj 所写的永恒的 Chaitanya 经当中，从那本书里面就是提取出来的。
Yeah, so according to the level of our, according to what stage of bhakti we're on.We are recommended to worship these three deities.
所以说就取决于我们所处在的 bhakti 的阶段是什么，然后我们就会被推荐着被建议去崇拜这三座神像当中的一座。
In the beginning, when we're just learning about ourselves and our relationship with the Lord, this is sambandha.
在初始阶段，当我们还在学习的这个 Sambandha Gyan 这个关于关系的知识，也就是了解自己、了解神的时候。
And we worship Radha Madan Mahan, established by Sanatan Goswami.
Radha Madan Mahan.
Yeah.
Radha Madhava. 所以说在这个阶段的话呢，我们会崇拜由 Sanatana Goswami 所建立所安放的这个 Radha Madhava Mohan 的神像。
Yeah, so Krishna is called Madana Mohan.
Krishna 还有个名字叫做 Madana Mohan, right?
Yeah, so that means that he's more powerful than Maya.
而这个名字的意思是指他比 Maya 还要更加强大。
He's more attractive than Maya.
他比 Maya 还更具吸引力。
Yeah, so if we worship Krishna in the form of Radha Madan Mohan, we become more attracted to him than we are to Maya.
因此如果我们去崇拜Radha Madan Mohan 的这座神像的话，那么我们就会更加的被 Krishna 所吸引，而不是被Maya 所吸引。
Yeah, so this deity has a pranam mantra.
而这座神像也有一个 pranam mantra.
Yeah, so as followers of Rupa Goswami and Lord Chaitanya, we should know these deities and we should know these mantras.
作为 Rupa Goswami 和主 Chaitanya 的追随者们，我们应该知道这些神像，并且知道就是献给这些神像的祷文。
So now I'm going to read these mantras and give you the translation.
然后所以现在我要给大家朗读一下这些曼陀，然后再来说一说他们的译文。
So this is the Sambandha Adideva Pranam Mantra.
Sambandha Adideva.
Adideva.
Adideva. 所以这就被称为是 Sambandha Adideva Pranam Mantra.
Yeah, so this is a prayer to Radha Madan Mohan.
这个祷文是献给 Radha Madan Mohan 的。
Jayatam Sarato Pangor Mama Manda Matergati Matsarvasvaparambojo Radha Madan Mohano. All glory to the all merciful Radha Madan Mohan.
所有的荣耀都归于最最仁慈的 Radha Madan Mohan.
I am lame and ill advised.
我非常的笨拙，非常的愚笨，非常的堕落。
But they are my directors.
但是他们却是我的指导者，指挥者。
Their lotus feet are everything to me.
There means Radha Madan Mohan, right?
Yes.
所以说他们就指的是 Radha Madan Mohan, 说他们的莲花足就是我所拥有的一切。
Yeah, so Krishna Das Kaviraj, he was 90 years old.
所以当时的 Krishna Das Kaviraj, 就是这个祷文的作者，当时是90岁。
He couldn't walk.
他都没办法走路了。
And he was blind.
而且是瞎子，就是眼睛看不到。
Right, because he was so old.
因为他当时年纪太老了。
Yet the Vaishnavas had ordered him to write the Chaitanya Charitamrita.
The Vaishnavas, right?
Yes.
但是 Vaishnava 们却要求，却请求 Krishna Das Kaviraj 去写下这个就 Chaitanya 的这个传记。
So he's sitting at the feet of Radha Madan Mohan in Vrindavan.
于是他就坐在了Vrindavan 的 Radha Madan Mohan 神像的莲花足下。
And they guided him to write the Chaitanya Charitamrita.
然后 Radha Madan Mohan 就指导了 Krishna Das Kaviraj 写下了整本永恒的 Chaitanya 经。
So the next mantra is honoring Radha Govinda established by Rupa Goswami.
好，接下来的这个曼陀，这个祷文就是去荣耀由 Rupa Goswami 所安放的Radha Govinda 神像。
Yeah, so this is a practical duties in your relationship.
所以这一阶段指的就是关系当中的具体的职责的阶段。
In other words, we worship this deity when we're on the stage of Sadhana Bhakti.
换句话说，就是当我们处在 sadhana bhakti, bhakti 的休息阶段的时候，就会去崇拜这尊神像。
So this is the Abhideya Adideva Prana Mantra.
所以说这个就被称为 Abhideya Adideva Prana Mantra.
Yeah.Divya Vindaranya Kapadrumadhyā Srimad Ratnagara Simasanasto Srimad Shri Radha Shri Lagovinda Devo Krishtalibhi Sevyamano Smarami. And the translation.
我们来说一说译文。
In a temple of jewels in Vrindavan.
在 Vrindavan 的一座充满珠宝的神庙中
，underneath a desire tree，
就在愿望树下
，Sri Sri Radha Govinda are served by their most confidential associates。
Sri Sri Radha Govinda 由他们最为机密的奉献者们，被他们最为机密的奉献者们服务着。
They are sitting on an effulgent throne。
他们身坐在光芒四射的神座上。
I offer my obeisances unto them.
我向他们献上我前进的顶拜。
You see, so when we're performing sadhana bhakti, we worship Radha Govinda, but very opulently in a mood of awe and reverence.
Awe and reverence. You mean we worship them opulently?
Yes.
Okay. 所以说当我们在进行 sadhana bhakti, 奉爱服务的这个休息阶段的时候，我们会以一种非常丰饶，非常这种华丽的方式来崇拜 Radha Govinda, 然后而同时我们崇拜的这种心态呢，只是一种敬畏的心态。
Now we come to the third stage of bhakti, which is the perfection.
而现在我们就到达了第三阶段，也就是这个完美的阶段。
And this is the Radha Gopinath deity.
也就是 Radha Gopinath 神像。
So here is the Prayojana Adideva Pranam Mantra.
我们现在就来说一说这个 Prayojana Adideva Pranam Mantra.
Shriman Rasa Rasa Rambi Vamshivata Tatashtita.Karshan Venu Swinir Gopir Gopinatha Shri Eshtuna. There is Srila Gopinath.
Srila Gopinath 就在那儿。
He established the Rasa dance.
他建立了 Rasa 舞。
And he's standing on the shore of Vamsivata.
Vamsivata?
Yes.
而他就站在这个 Vamsivata 河的河边。
And he's playing his flute.
他在吹奏着他的笛子。
And all of the cowherd girls are fainting hearing his flute.
当那些牧牛姑娘们听到这笛声的时候，就立刻晕倒了。
May they all bless me.
愿他们都能祝福我。
Yeah, so you can see there's three different moods in these three different deities.
所以大家可以看到，在这三尊神像当中，实际上是有三种不同的心态和这种情绪的，情感。
Radha Madan Mohan is attracting your attention away from Maya to him.
Radha Madan Mohan 这尊神像的心态情态是要把你的注意力从 Maya 的身上拉过来，拉到他的身上。
And now you have a practical relationship with Radha Govinda, but you're worshipping them very opulently.
而现在你和 Radha Govinda 有一段很实际的关系，然后并且你是以一种很丰饶很富足的方式来崇拜 Radha Govinda 的。
But in the perfection, you've forgotten Krishna's God.
而等到了完美阶段，你则都忘记了 Krishna 是神的存在。
You're on the bank of the Yamuna.
而你就站在 Yamuna 的岸边。
And you can see Krishna playing the flute.
你能看到 Krishna 在吹奏着他的笛子。
And the sound is so enchanting that it makes you fall unconscious.
而他的笛音是如此的令人迷醉，以至于你都已经失去知觉，昏倒在地。
Yeah, so this is the path of Lord Chaitanya and the path of the six Goswamis.
而这就是主 Chaitanya 和六位 Goswami 的道路。
And they established this path for us.
They established this path for us?
Yes.
他们就为我们建立了整个这条道路。
Yeah, under the direction of Lord Chaitanya, they've chalked out this path for us to Goloka Vrindavan.
To go back to Vrindavan.
To Goloka Vrindavan.
Goloka Vrindavan. 所以说六位 Goswami 就在主 Chaitanya 的指导之下给我们勾勒出了整个这条回归 Goloka Vrindavan 的道路。
Yeah, and Rupa Goswami, he is our main leader.
而 Rupa Goswami 就是我们最主要的领导者了。
And today is his disappearance day.
而今天就是他的隐迹日。
So it's one of the most important days for us.
所以对我们来说是最为重要的日子之一。
It's important for us to know about him and to honor him and to beg his mercy.
所以对我们来说至关重要的是能够去了解他，能够去荣耀他，然后并且去祈祷得到他的仁慈。
And the most important thing is for us to read his books.
而对我们来说，最最重要的则是去阅读他写的书籍。
And his primary books are two.
他最主要的书籍有两本。
Especially for us.
对我们来说，是最主要的。
So these are the books that Prabhupada chose to translate for us.
而这两本书就是帕为我们选择。而翻译出来的书籍。
So Rupa Goswami wrote many books, but especially two are of primary importance for us.
Rupa Goswami 曾经写过许多书籍，而其中有两本对于我们来说是最为重要的。
His first book is called Upadeshamrita or Nectar of Instruction.
所以第一本书籍的话呢，叫做Next of instruction, 那就是这个训示的教诲的甘露。
It's only 11 verses.
这当中只包含了11个诗节。
But it describes devotional service and practice from the beginning of Shraddha to the perfection of prema.
但是这11个诗节去描述到了整个这个 Bhakti 的道路，从最初的 Shraddha 训练信心阶段，一直到最终的完美 Prema 的阶段。
And then he wrote Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, which is Nectar of Devotion.
然后他就第二本书就是这个Nectar of Devotion, 奉爱的甘露这本书了。
And so it's a how-to handbook.Of how to engage in devotional service.
所以这本书的话呢，就是一本实操手册，就是我们如何实际的进行奉爱服务的一本很实际的指导书。
Yeah, so that is our main book of instruction for Bhakti Yoga, the science of Bhakti.
所以说，这对于我们来说就是关于奉爱的科学 Bhakti 的科学的最主要的两本书籍。
Okay, all glory to Srila Rupa Goswami.
所有的荣耀都归为 Srila Rupa Goswami.
And we beg for his mercy on this day.
我们恳求着、祈求着，在今天能够得到他的仁慈。
May he give us the intelligence to understand his teaching and to apply it practically in our life.
愿他赐予我们智力。能够去理解他的教导，并且实际的把他的教导运用在我们的生活之中。
And may he also bless us a place in Braj in Goloka Vrindavan.
并且也愿他能够 赐予给我们在格罗卡文达文上的一个地方。
May he engage us in the servant, in the service of the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant of the Manjari Gopis.
Manjari Gopis, 愿他能够赐福我们，让我们参与到去服务 Manjari Gopi 们。满加瑞牧牛姑娘们的仆人的仆人的仆人的仆人的仆人去服务他们。
Okay, so I'm going to stop speaking there, and I know I have to change gears here, but there were a couple of questions left for last week, so I thought I'd answer those questions, and then we'll end the class.
所以说的话呢，现在这个正课就结束了，然后这个就要稍微转换一下主题，回到我们上个星期剩下的问题了。OK, let's look at the questions from last week. 我们来看上个星期的瓦坛早课剩下的有，应该是有两个问题。第一个是第一个是这个叫R20组阳光灿烂的这位奉献者问，顶拜古鲁莲花族，刚才古鲁说一切都来自 Krishna, 那为什么 Krishna 给我们每个人不一样的人生？ Krishna 是根据每个个体灵魂的能力而给予每个人不同的人生吗？ So this devotee here is offering, was offering obeisances unto you, and she was asking that you were sayingLast week that everything comes from Krishna, then how come that Krishna gives us each person different life? Is that because Krishna gives different life to different people according to each jiva soul's capability?
Well, the big picture is thatEverything is one.
Everything is one. Okay. 所以说一个更大的一个画面是或者叫更大的一个视角一个局面。这个大家看怎么理解怎么恰当哈。一个更大的画面更大的局面或者一个更大的视角那就是所有的一切都是一。
So, because Krishna is the cause of all causes, everything comes from him. That means, in one sense, everything is him.
由于 Krishna 是万缘之源，所有原因的原因，因此的话呢，所有的一切都来自于他。那么换一个角度来说，那就是所有的一切都是他了。
And it's explained in the Vedas that he expands himself to enjoy.
并且在韦达经中有解释到 ，Krishna 会扩展他自己，从而好。去享受，去享乐。
Of course, this is just a description because we're eternal, we don't have a beginning. So it wasn't like, you know, Krishna was alone and then expanded himself into us.
所以说的话呢，这一句话它实际上只是一种描述，这个描述应该这样来理解，就是由于我们都是永恒存在，永恒存在的灵魂的话，意味着我们是没有开头，没有结束的，因为它是永恒的。所以说，并不是说在某一刻的时候，然后 Krishna 感到很孤独，然后他感到孤独的话，他就决定哦，那我扩展一下自己吧，然后独乐乐不如众乐乐，然后很多的灵魂跟我一起玩，他不是这个意思，
So if you're a performer, then there must be an audience. Otherwise, there's no performance.
所以如果你是一位表演者，那必然要有观众的存在。如果没有观众的话呢，那这个表演又有任何意义吗？
Yeah, so Krishna is the performer, and he enjoys performing.
所以 Krishna 就是一位表演者，他非常享受他的表演。
And we're the audience, and we enjoy watching.
而我们就是观众，我们就坐在下面看他表演，就觉得很开心。
And so that's the big picture.
所以这是一个我们要能看到的一个更大的一个画面，更大的一个视角。
And we are eternal servants of Krishna. That's our nature. That can never be changed.
而我们是永恒，是 Krishna 的永恒的仆人，这是我们的本质。觉得我们的这种本质是永远都不可能会被改变的。
Yeah, Rupa Go, yeah, no, it was Sanatan. When he was being instructed by Lord Chaitanya, the first question he asked was, "Who am I?"
当 Sanatan Goswami 第一次在主 Chaitanya 那里接受训示的时候，他问到的第一个问题就是，我是谁呢？
Who am I really?
我到底是谁？
Who am I in truth?
我的真相，关于我的真相是什么？
And Lord Chaitanya replied,Jiva Swarup Haya Krishna Nitya Das Krishna Tatasta Shakti Veda Abheda Prakas You are the eternal servant of Krishna.
然后主 Chaitanya 就回答他，你是 Krishna 的永恒的仆人。
You're part of his marginal energy.
你是他的边际能量的一部分。
So sometimes you're in the material world, sometimes you're in the spiritual world, or you're both at the same time.
所以有时你是处在物质世界，有时你是处在灵性世界，而有时的话，你是同一时间处在两个世界。
But the marginal energy means that, you know, we are expansions of Krishna, but we're just little sparks.
而我们是 Krishna 的边际能量，意思就是说，我们是 Krishna 的扩展，但是的话呢？却是非常非常非常非常渺小的这个小火花的一点。
Just like the sunlight is an expansion of the sun.
这就像是太阳的阳光是太阳的扩展的一部分一样。
So the sun can exist without the sun ray, but the sun ray cannot exist without the sun.
所以说太阳可以在没有太阳光的情况下存在着。但是太阳光是不可能在没有太阳的情况下存在的。
Yeah. So when we come to the material world, we assume these false identities.
而当我们到达这个物质世界之后，我们就承担起了，就有了这个各种各样的虚假的物质身份。
Yeah, and then our understanding of ourselves and even the world is illusory.
因此我们对于自我的理解和对于这个世界的理解都是虚幻的。
Yeah, so basically we're living in the mystery.
Mystery?
Yeah, it's a mystery. Who I am, why I'm here, and what's going on.
Okay. 所以基本上我们就是活在神秘之中。这个活在神秘之中的意思就是说我们根本都不知道自己是谁，我们要去哪儿，人生是怎么一回事儿。
You know, we're like a frog in the well that's never been outside the well. We don't know what's going on.
我们就像是井底之蛙一样，看到的只是这个天头上的这一小片天空，然后但是除了这个井之外的另外的庞大的世界是怎么一回事，完全不知道。
Yeah, so for us, it's very mysterious.
所以对我们来说真的是非常神秘的。
And our ability to understand is very limited.
并且的话，我们得以去理解的能力也是非常受限的。
Yeah, so that's where we should begin.
其实我们应该从这一个，从这一点开始来探讨。
Okay.
Okay, that's it.
Yeah.
Okay, 好，问题回答完毕，我们来看下一个。这个是手机号的一个复现者，您感恩咕噜，感恩翻译，谢谢。就我目前的状态来说，我更愿意努力去品味 Krishna， 领悟 Krishna 知觉的真谛，而不愿意在那些没法理解的礼仪或是清规戒律中耗费过多的时间和精力。请问咕噜，我这样行吗？通过聆听、阅读等方式，结合自己的人生历程，结合自己的理解来品味领悟。谢谢。So this devotee is asking that, as for my current state, I prefer more to understand the essence of Krishna consciousness rather than following the rituals and the regulations that I really cannot understand, which would take a lot of time and energy from me. So my question for you is that, is this actually okay? And through the listening to the scriptures and the reading, and also combined with my own life path, life experiences, and my understanding to try to understand and try to realize about Krishna consciousness.
Yeah, so we're encouraged, you know, to take to Krishna consciousness according to our capacity and our natural inclinations.
Natural inclination. 我们是被鼓励着去根据自己的能力, 根据自己天生的倾向, 来进行奉爱服务, 来参与到这个 Krishna 知觉的休息的。
Yeah, and so we don't really have to change our life, we just have to add Krishna to it.
所以说我们不需要去改变自己的生活, 而只需要把 Krishna 知觉添加到生活当中就可以了。And
especially to understand the essence of the teaching.
然后特别是要去理解到这门教导的精髓所在。And
when we don't understand something, not to do it blindly, but to inquire.
而当我们并不理解某个事物的时候, 那就并不是要去盲目的盲从, 而是要去询问, 去了解。
Otherwise, if we don't understand what we're doing and why we're doing it, then it will just become mechanical and won't really serve, it won't really help us.
否则的话呢, 如果我们都不理解自己做的事情, 都不理解自己为什么要做一件事情, 那么我们所在做的事情就是一个非常机械性的, 重复性的一种, 过程, 机械的工程, 过程, 而这实际上是并不能帮到我们的。
Yeah, and so Prabhupada, his method is very, very simple.
帕帕的教导方式是非常非常简单的。
That is to follow the four regulated principles and chant the holy name.
那就是去遵循思想规范原则并且念诵圣名。
That's the essence.
这就是真谛，这就是精髓。
And then to study Krishna's teachings in Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam.
然后去学习关于 Krishna的经典，那就是《博伽梵歌》和《博伽瓦坛》。
And all the rules and regulations are meant for one reason, one purpose.
并且所有的这些规则、要求、规矩，这些清规戒律的话呢，他们的存在都是为了一个目的。
Which is stated in the Padma Purana.
To stay in the Padma.
No, this is stated in the Padma Purana.
这个目的的话呢，就是所有的这些清规戒律礼仪的目的，都在《Padma Purana》莲花往事书当中被记载了。Yeah,
all the rules and regulations and rituals only have they have two purposes.
所有的礼仪、仪式、清规戒律、要求、规矩，都只抱有两种目的。
Never forget, always remember Krishna, never forget Krishna.
那就是永远记住 Krishna, 永远都不要忘记 Krishna.
Yeah, so if you want to make advancement in spiritual life practically, you have to follow the four regulated principles.
所以说如果你想要在灵性道路上取得进步的话, 那么从实际来说, 你就需要去遵循思想规范原则。
And these principles are universal and very practical.
并且这四项原则是普世的，是非常实际的。
If you want to awaken from illusion, then you have to have a very strong moral foundation.
如果你想要从幻觉当中苏醒过来，那么你就需要拥有一个非常强大的道德的根基。
So spiritual awakening is like a fire.
灵性觉醒就像是一团火焰一样。
And breaking the four regulated principles is like pouring water on the fire.
而打破不遵循四项规范原则，则像是朝这团火焰上浇水。
Yeah, so that will cause you to forget who you are in your relationship with Krishna.
而这就会导致你遗忘你真的是谁，遗忘你和 Krishna 的关系。
And then chant Hare Krishna will help you always remember Krishna.
而念诵 Hare Krishna 曼陀则会帮助你一直记忆起 Krishna.
Yeah.And reading, you know, hearing Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, these will help you remember Krishna.
并且阅读和聆听关于圣典薄伽瓦坛和薄伽梵歌的话呢，这些也会帮助你记忆起 Krishna.
Yeah, so whatever aspect of Krishna consciousness you appreciate and you're attracted to, then take that up.
所以说你对于 Krishna 知觉特别感兴趣，特别被吸引的，特别欣赏的那些方面，然后你就可以去进行。
And see if your life doesn't improve.
然后看一看通过进行这些事情能不能使得你的人生得到改进，得到改善。
Okay,
so far for questions from last week.Let's look at this week. 上个星期的问题就回答完毕。我们看看今天，好像也有奉献者在问问题哦。有两个，第一位是 Radha 甜品店这位奉献者，顶拜咕噜甜美的莲花指，感恩咕噜的讲课，顶拜奉献者们，请教您，我们去圣地朝圣时，比如去文达文，是不是因为我们前世存了灵性钱才能去朝圣的呢？若是这样，那是不是去一次就消耗了灵性银行存款？感谢咕噜的仁慈 ，Hare Krishna。So this Mataji, I think it's a Mataji. She's offering her obeisances to your sweet lotus feet and very grateful to your lecture.And she has a question for you, that when we go to the Holy Dome to do the pilgrimage, like Vrindavan, is it because that we have put in spiritual money in our spiritual account in our past life, then we would be able to go there in this lifetime? If so, does it mean that if we went to Vrindavan,one time in this lifetime, then that actually consumed our credits, our money in the bank account, in our spiritual bank account. Is that so? Thank you.
Well, first I have to say it's all a mystery and I really don't know.
首先我要说的一点就是这一切，这您问到的这个是不是存了灵性钱的问题哈，是一个很神秘的话题，就是我们并不是确切的知晓。
But we can know something through the eyes of the scripture.
但是的话，我们可以通过经典所赋予给我们的眼睛来明白一些东西。
So according to Krishna, our spiritual money is never decreased. It's never consumed.
而根据 Krishna 的说法。我们的灵性银行的存款是从来永远都不会被消耗完毕的，都不会被消耗殆尽的。
Yeah, Bhagavad Gita 240.
您可以看一看《薄伽梵歌》的第二章的四十节。
Yeah, your spiritual credit cannot become less or lost.
您在灵性上。我们在灵性上所取得的进步，所取得的分数，你可以叫分数或者叫这个存的钱，是永远都不会减少，也不会失去的。
Yeah, so because of your bhakti yoga in previous life or in this life, if Radharani allows you to go to Vrindavan and enter Vrindavan, you know that could be from, you know, a spiritual credit in this life or last life.
如果 Radharani 要是允许您能够去到文达文，能够进入到文达文的话，那么这就可能是由于你在今生或者是在前世所进行的灵性生活带来的结果。
So she's very merciful.
Radharani 是非常非常仁慈的。
And no one can go to Vrindavan or enter Vrindavan without her mercy. So if you've been able to go to Vrindavan, then you can know that you've received her mercy.
而没有任何一个人可以在没有 Radharani 的仁慈之下就能去到文达文，进入到文达文。所以说，你能去到那里，就真的是由于你在 Radharani 那里得到了仁慈。
And also, if you were fortunate enough to go to Vrindavan in this life, then that gives you so much more money in your spiritual bank account to allow you to go back again in another life or in this life.
而如果你要是非常幸运的在这一生的话呢，有机会去到 Vrindavan 的话，那么你真的踏上了那片土地，这就会又给到你更多更多的灵性银行里面的钱，灵性金钱，然后使得你可以在今生或者在来世再次的去到文达文。
Especially if you remain humble and tolerant and respectful.
尤其是如果你能一直保持谦卑，保持容忍，并且保持对他人的敬意的这样一种状态的话。
So, although we can't lose our spiritual money, sometimes we're not allowed to spend it.
虽然说我们不会失去我们灵性银行里的钱，但是的话，有些时候我们却可能不被允许去花钱。
Yeah, our account gets temporarily frozen.
我们的灵性银行账户暂时的被冻结了。
So be careful not to make Vaishnava Aparad.
所以说要小心啊，不要做出对 Vaishnava Aparad， 不要做出对奉献者们的冒犯。
And be very careful to manage your spiritual power.
Manage your spiritual power.
Yeah, we're all very, very powerful.
Manage, okay. 并且的话呢，要非常小心的去管理好你的力量，因为我们都是非常非常有力量的。
Yeah, every moment we have we make choices.
在每一刻我们都在做出决定。
With our thoughts, with our words, and with our actions.
我们在每一刻我们都在用自己的念头、言语和行为在做出决定。
Yeah, so we should give up all resentment towards others.
因此我们需要放弃对于其他人的怨恨。
And be very merciful and compassionate.
并且的话呢，能够内心充满了仁慈和同情怜悯之心。
Yeah, we should stop playing around being this false self.
我们应该停止，不要再继续的以我们这个虚假的自我，然后四处玩闹了。
Yeah, we should resolve to quit playing Maya's game.
Resolve to quit playing Maya's game. 而我们需要坚定决心来放弃去玩 Maya 的这场游戏。
Okay, so anyway, just to summarize, we cannot consume our spiritual money. It will just keep growing, but our account can become frozen if we're not careful.
所以说来总结一下，那就是我们是不会花掉我们灵性银行当中的存款的，而我们灵性银行当中的存款只会增加，但是的话我们的账户却可能暂时的被冻结，如果我们没有足够的小心谨慎的话。 OK, next one.
OK, yeah.
好，这位庞的谢谢这位，应该是塔布哈，然后把拼音拼得出来，庞继宗帕布说：“顶拜咕噜，翻译您好，您好，我身边的同事朋友，他们没听说过 Krishna 这三个字， 每当他们问起我，我都不知道如何回答，恳请咕噜指点。Oh, so this devotee is offering his or her business unto you. He saying that my co-workers and friends, they have never heard Krishna, the name before. So every time when they ask me, what does Krishna mean? I don't know how to answer. So could you please guide me?
Yeah, so first you can tell them it's a Sanskrit word, which is a very ancient language.
所以首先你可以给他们解释的第一句话，第一点就是Krishna 这个字它是一个梵文的一个词，或者是梵文还是梵文，就是一个非常古老的语言。
And they might be interested to know that Sanskrit is older than Chinese.
他们就可能您的同事和朋友就会很感兴趣于就是这个古印度文这个梵文的话呢比汉语还要更加的古老。
And Krishna is also a word describing the original source of life or the cause of all causes.
Describing the original source of our life.And the cause of all causes.
Yes.
然后并且 Krishna 这个字眼，然后这几个字也是在描述着我们生命的原初的源头，是一切原因的原因，就叫做万源之源。
And life, one quality of life is it's very beautiful and attractive.
生命的特点之一。那就是它非常的very attractive and
beautiful.
我生命的特点之一就是它非常的有吸引力，非常的美丽。
Right, when we see something beautiful, it gives us pleasure and makes us smile.
当我们看到非常美好、美丽的事物的时候，或者是看到非常漂亮、美人的时候，就会给予我们一种愉悦感，给予我们让我们感到开心，对吧？
Yeah, so that enjoyment we feel, the beauty, that's Krishna.
因此，当我们看到大美所心生的、所感受到的这种享受，这种很享受这种美的事物的时候，而这就是来源于 Krishna 的。
Yeah, so that attractiveness, that attraction we feel to beauty, that's what the word Krishna means.
因此美对于我们的吸引，这就是 Krishna 这个名字这个字眼的含义。
So I always encourage people not to think of God or Krishna in a religious or sectarian way, but in more of a scientific way.
我一般都会鼓励人们，鼓励其他人能够不要以一种宗教的，然后或者是一种宗教派系之分的这种方式来理解神，来去思考神，思考上帝，而是sorry, Guru Maharaj, what's the second part of the sentence?
Not in a religious or a sectarian way, but in a kind of a scientific way.
而是以一种非常科学的方式来去思考神，去理解神。
Yeah, so we don't have to understand the mystery.
我们并不是要去理解这当中的奥秘。
But we should always be curious.
但是的话呢，我们却要一直保持一种好奇的心态。
Yeah, what is the cause of all causes? What is the source of beauty?
什么是一切源头的源头，一切原因的原因呢？什么是美的源头呢？
Yeah, so we don't need the answer, we just need to be inquisitive and curious.
所以说我们不需要要有答案，而我们只需要保持一种好奇的，想要知道，想要去问询的这样一种心态。
And we shouldn't pretend to know the answer.
我们不应该假装成自己是知道答案的。
That will prevent you from actually having the experience of knowing.
Having the experience of knowing. 而假装成自己是知晓答案， 这样的一种假装反而会阻碍我们去体验到这种知晓的这种体验，反而会阻碍我们去真正的体验到这个答案。
But if we're curious to know, then we can know.
但是如果我们心存好奇的想要去知道， then we will know, right?
Well, then we have potential to know.
如果我们心存好奇的想要去知道，那么我们就真的是有潜力，有可能能够去知道。
You know, if you think you know something and you don't, then your mind's already made up, so you're not open to learning.
Made up mind, not open to learning. 而如果你认为自己知道一件事或者知道一个答案，但是你并不真的知道这个事情，并不真的知道这个答案，那么这就表明你所拥有的答案只不过是心意，你的大脑构造出来的。制造出来的东西而已，而这就表明了你并没有敞开自己，愿意去体验到，愿意去真正的明白这个事物，这个答案。
Okay,
next one.
How many more are there?
Two.
Two, okay.
我们来看接下来两个问题。Varadasvara Madaji 问，遇到困难向 Krishna 祈祷，这算是求物质上的东西吗？怎样做最恰当？So this Madaji is asking that when I encounter difficulties and I pray to Krishna, does this count as asking for material stuff? So how should I do that would be proper?
Well, you can pray to Krishna for material things, but you should be very humble about it and a little bit regretful.
A little bit regretful. 就是说你可以向 Krishna 祈求得到物质上的东西，但是你需要保持一种非常谦卑的态度，并且的话呢，有一点点这种后悔的心态。
Yeah, just like Gajendra, when he prayed to Krishna to save him from the crocodile, He admitted that this wasn't pure devotion, but he needed his help anyway.
就正如 Gajendra 向 Krishna 祈祷，能够得到他的这个帮助，得到他的这个拯救，然后不被那个鳄鱼给吃掉一样。然后他当时是承认说，这并不是纯粹的奉爱服务，但是的话呢，我确实是需要被拯救啊。
And then the Bhagavatam says that even if you ask, you know.Krishna for material things, that's the intelligent thing to do because he's God.
而并且博迦瓦坦也说到，即便你向 Krishna 请求得到物质上的东西，这也是一种聪明的做法，因为 Krishna 是神，是上帝啊。
Yeah, I think it's Bhagavatam 2, 3, 10. Anyway, it's a kama.Akama, Sarvakama, Va, Moksha Kama, Udaradi, Tivrena, Bhakti Yogina, Yajeta Purushamparam. He says, you may have no material desire.
我记得可能是博迦瓦坛的 2.31 的这个诗节。
You may have no material desire.
你可能没有物质欲望。
You may be full of material desires.
你也可能充满了物质欲望。
Or you may be desiring liberation.
或者你是在渴望得到解脱。
Whatever you want, the intelligent thing is to ask God.
而无论你想要得到任何事物，聪明的做法就是去向神祈求得到这个东西。
You should always worship him with great determination.
你应该总是带着极大的决心去崇拜神。
And of course, we know from the history of those who worship God and God fulfills their desires, they become very satisfied, and then they lose their material desires, and they eventually just want God. They just want service. Pure devotional service.
其实我们可以通过历史当中发生的那些事件、那些故事的话呢，都能够了解，就是有一些奉献者，有一些人在当初最开始的时候，他们是祈求神来帮助他们满足他们的愿望，而神的话呢，也真正的满足了他们的物质愿望，但是的话呢，但是他们在愿望得到满足之后，然后就感到非常的满意，但是却也同时失去了对于物质欲望的那种品味，就已经不再感兴趣了，而到最终他们就只想要得到神，只想要得到纯粹的奉爱服务。
Because Krishna is supremely pure.
因为 Krishna 是至高的纯粹纯净。
Whoever contacts him becomes purified.
因此任何一个接触到他的生命体都会得到净化，都会变得纯净。
You know, just like the sun purifies an impure place.
就像是太阳光的这种炙热的光线可以把不纯净的、不干净的地方都给净化了一样。
Okay, yeah, so just be humble and ask Krishna for what you want, but, you know, be a little regretful at the same time.
所以说的话呢，就请你谦卑的去请求 Krishna 来帮助你，来满足你的物质愿望，但同时的话呢，也保持一点点后悔的这种心态就可以了。
Okay, the
last question, 最后一个问题 ,Lila Manjari Madaji 问强大的道德根基有啥 ?So Lila Manjari here is asking you were just talking about the strong moral foundation, what are they or what is that?
Well, that means no lying.
这个强大的道德根基的意思就是指不撒谎，没有谎言的意思。
Right. You have to have integrity.
一个人必须要有正直的心态。
The inside and the outside have to be the same.
换句话说，就是他必须是表里如一的。
No illicit sex.
没有这种非法性行为。
No gambling.
没有赌博。
No intoxication.
没有吸食麻醉品。
And no killing other living entities.
并且没有残杀其他的生命体。
Yeah, so all of these activities, if you do them, they keep you in ignorance. You can't awaken. You don't have any foundation to build your spiritual life upon.
特别是而如所以说任何刚才提到的这些活动的话呢，要是一个人去做到的话呢，去做就会使得他继续的这个活在这种愚昧无知之中。然后也就使得一个人没有这种根基，能得以去建立他的灵性生活。
Yeah, so spiritual life is like building a house.
灵性生活就像是在建造一所房子一样。
And if you want to build a house and you want it to last, then you have to have a good foundation.
如果你想要建造一座能够持久的、能够存在很长时间的房子，那你一定得把这个根基给打牢了、给打好了。
Okay.
That's it.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you so much, Narayani, and thank you, Sumuki. And I thank all the devotees for participating today.
非常感谢苏穆提马达吉，也非常感谢今天来参加课堂的奉献者们。
All glories to Rupa Goswami, all glories to Srila Prabhupada, and all glories to the assembled Vaishnavas.
所有的荣耀都归于 Rupa Goswami, 所有的荣耀都归于圣恩帕帕，然后所有的荣耀都归于聚在这里的奉献者们。
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Gurmaraji.外昆塔之音服务员一聆听，今天的讲课到此结束。Hare Krishna， 愿大家有美好的知觉的一天。